97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors. This guy cracks me up, Mark. I never know what to expect. It does make sense, and we'll explain in just a moment. Yes. This segment is brought to you by Razorback Armor, your gun concierge in De Pere, just off of 270 on Manchester Road. If you're looking for a collectible, a high-end, you want to buy something pre-loved, they've got that, and they've also got suppressor information on how you can get it as quickly as possible. Check out Jesse and Brad at RazorbackArmory.com. Get the address and get your butt over there. All right.
Yeah, another reason he's the best producer in the business, I'm telling you.
He did so true.
Such fitting music, and you heard that there about San Jose. I'll tell you why in just a second. First, let me introduce our guest. He is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, a regular guest on my morning show here on 97.1 FM Talk. And Mark, welcome into Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors.
Hey, do you know the way to San Jose? Take your Constitution, throw it away.
Oh, nice.
Just came out, guys.
Write that down. Get Weird Al Yankovic to record that sucker.
Man alive.
Bill Matthews, how are you?
I'm good, brother. Hey, Mark spelled with a K, which means good shot, as opposed to M-A-R-C.
He's never seen me shoot, but he's heard my bad hunting tales, Mark Walters. So that's what he's talking
about. Stuff. Good to be with you guys today.
You guys made the headlines this week, and people are like, there ain't no way it's going to go across. When I see a headline like San Jose is first city to mandate gun owners carry insurance and pay a fee, people are like, ain't going to happen. But let me tell you something. It's a seed that's planted. And that's where it starts.
No, absolutely. And they're the first wackos to try it, Mark. But we've seen this coming. I mean, they've wanted to try some form of gun registration for a long time. And they finally did it in San Jose this past week.
Now, ask yourself this question. Why are they the first to do it ever? Because it's unconstitutional, clearly, on its face. Okay, they know it. We know it. But, guys, what's really important here is that this is foreshadowing.
Yeah.
And I've been preaching this for years. Particularly the last 6 months. Mark my word, what we're getting ready to see with Biden, his entire agenda has collapsed around him like a house of cards. Every single campaign promise he ran on has collapsed, except this one, except the gun issue. It hasn't been pushed to the limit that the rest of his agenda has. So what our concern is here, if you go back to that CDC debacle, where I know it's unconstitutional, but I'm going to let the CDC mandate that private property owners can't collect rent during the scamdemic, dempanic pandemic.
Yeah, the eviction moratorium.
That attack. Yep. Correct. That attack on that, using the word moratorium, and watch mandate creep into the lexicon more and more. They love that word. But he knew. Biden stood at the podium and said, I know it's not constitutional. I know it won't pass muster, but I'm going to do it anyway. So this is what we're getting ready to see. What's happening in San Jose is a glimpse. It's an open window to what we're afraid Biden is going to attempt as we approach the midterms and after, with everything else shot down. He's going to force these illegal, unconstitutional mandates through executive order into the courts and cost us tons of money and years to fight these. That's his goal, and we're seeing it happen right now in San Jose on a little bit smaller scale.
Yeah, and he doesn't even have Beto O'Rourke up there to help him out doing his evil deeds. Let's talk specifics about what they did in San Jose, Mark. I mean, it was split into two different bills. There's a fee, right? That's one of the things that they're doing, that they claim they're using the fee, the $25 fee for each gun owner has to register each weapon, I would assume, and they're taking that money and giving it to some goody-goody anti-gun violence group or something.
Yes, and the Brady campaign has their full weight behind it. Keep in mind that they've been offered quote-unquote pro bono legal assistance to fight this. That's coming from the Brady campaign and Bloomberg's pockets. This is why this is so dangerous, guys, because they have billionaires on their side funding this nonsense. And they have city money, they have taxpayer money. They can tie this up because it isn't their pockets. We fight this one individual at a time, donations through groups. Look, the Second Amendment Foundation and the FPC are out here that are going to file suit on this, and we're going to prevail. We know that, but it's going to come at great expense and a lot of time. But yeah, we can checkmate them right now. If we think about this, we can checkmate these guys right now. Will criminals have to get liability insurance?
Will they have to pay a fee? You know, that's the only way I would that I would be okay with this is if everybody did. But you're not going to get that.
Of course
not.
Just
like in any other major city in this country. So is it $25 per weapon? Is that correct, Mark?
I would guess. I mean, I
believe it is. Yeah, I've got the ordinance in front of me, guys. I got really busy yesterday. I'm going to be reading it before my show today. I want to read it specifically word for word. But from what I understand, yes.
So it's not like a FOID card in Illinois that we talked about last week.
No. It's crazy as a FOID card where you have to pay a fee and get permission from the state before you can go exercise your constitutional right, where you're going to get a background check anyway. But in San Jose, as Mark alluded to there, you don't just have to pay the registration fee. That's one thing. But then there's also the issue you have to maintain some form of liability insurance. What are the standards for that? What does it cost? Are they just doing it to take it? What they're doing it for is to discourage gun ownership.
Sure, absolutely.
Mark, sure it is. This is another attack on lawful gun ownership, just another impediment, guys.
And Mark, I don't know what part of the country you are from, but the other part that is an issue is the liability insurance. Now, we have a problem here in St. Louis, and it may only be St. Louis, that vehicles are bought and then they get a temporary tag for 30 days. I'm seeing 2018 temporary tags, 2019 temporary tags. That is tax fraud. They are not paying their taxes, so they don't get a real license plate. And that kind of lays into this. If you want to set the law, great. You can't enforce it. It's going to be nothing. You know what I'm saying? So,
well, you're spot on. And let me say, I have liability insurance. I have X insurance. I have an actual private liability insurance that covers me. Should I have to use my weapon? It covers gaps in my homeowner's coverage because I have lots of guns, you guys. Okay.
Yeah, good.
And
for
my USAA policy doesn't cover all of the value that I have. So I have a gap with X insurance, but I'm not forced to do this. This is by my choice. It covers accidental discharge. Should there be damage or someone be harmed? I haven't, but I'm not forced to do that. Now, the key here is, Bill, what you just mentioned is enforcement. We saw this when after Newtown, the Connecticut goober Democrats up there. It's always the goober Democrats, right? That's not by coincidence. We're going to register all these assault weapons. It was a complete failure. Murphy in New Jersey, they have their magazine capacity ban. They had to turn them in. Not one magazine was turned into the New Jersey State Police. Not one. We have these compliance issues, and then they don't go out and force it. We beg them to. Go ahead. Start putting people in jail and start enforcing your mandate.
Sure.
This is nothing but window dressing. They know it. And when they get called out on it, they can't, because they'd put hundreds of thousands of their citizens in jail. These things are not enforceable. They know it. But that's the danger to these, because they can pick and choose their fights, get that one local yokel who makes a mistake, gets vocal, puts something stupid on YouTube. The next thing you know, this guy's being charged. And his life is ruined because they're picking and choosing their fights.
That's true. That's a great point. We're talking to Mark Walters with Armed American Radio. You can go to his website. It's a great clearinghouse for two great 2A stories and coverage across the country. ArmedAmericanNews.org is the website. And thank you for pointing this out, because here, once again, you got a situation where the Supreme Court, which is in the news again, by the way, because the Breyer is going to step down, apparently, they're going to rule sometime before the end of this term, and that ruling, I would think, could clear up nonsense like this.
It can. In fact, you're talking about, just listeners, so you understand the details and the nuance here. The New York State Rifle and Pistol Association, the Bruin case in New York, filed suit against New York's unconstitutional mandate to have to show good cause in order to exercise a Second Amendment right, which is bearing arms. Now, we had a similar case, the Peruta case in California, back in 2017, that the Supreme Court didn't take. We were upset about that. Thomas went ballistic. Gorsuch and Kavanaugh both signed on to the dissent, the refusal to take that case. They have been itching for one. The New York case is even better because it's more pinpointed. So once that's wiped out, FOID cards go by the wayside, for example. It's illegal to have somebody do this to exercise. It's like a poll tax.
Right.
So the key here to this New York case that's so important to watch is going to be the breadth, Mark, as you and I have discussed on the show before, the breadth of that decision. How broad will it be? We know that Roberts will likely side with the conservatives here. Why? Because he signed on with the Heller D.C. case in 08, and he was part of the majority subsequently 2 years later in the McDonald case, McDonald v. Chicago, in 2010, which incorporated the Second Amendment to the states, which made this lawsuit in New York even possible.
Yes.
So he would have to literally reverse himself, go back on himself on two previous landmark rulings to vote against New York, against us in New York with the liberals. So we don't think that's happening. This could clearly be a 6-3 decision. If he did, it would be 5-4. We're expecting a victory. The key is, how wide will that victory be? And that's what we're watching when that decision comes out in June, because gun control laws around the country are at stake. That's why the left is going nuts, and it's going to prove everything they've done for years to be that house of cards.
You know, the bad guys, Mark Walters, by the way, our guest on Second Amendment Radio from Armed America Radio, which love the name of the show that you do every day. But, you know, a lot of concern for people that do not support. They're not gun owners. They're concerned about people getting their weapons stolen out of their vehicles at, you know, different right. events. We just had a rash of that here in St. Louis, and I'm sure it's happening all over. The bad guys are getting their guns somehow, either straw purchases in other states by non-felons because they are legal to buy weapons, or they steal them from vehicles, or they steal them from homes. There's concerns of that, certainly when it comes to the stealing them from vehicles. The reason that they're in vehicles is because you cannot carry it into a gun-free zone like right. Enterprise Center here in St. Louis. And that, to me, is dangerous on itself, because if you feel that you need to carry in St. Louis or any other dangerous city in America, you have to leave that weapon if you want to go to that hockey game. If you could right. conceal it and carry in, well, guess what? It's not going to be stolen out of your car, and the bad guys aren't going to get it. So how do we move?
This is always interesting. Well, it's a tough argument. Campus carry is one of these arguments that has always been viewed as a tough sell.
Right.
But then you go back to the basic question. Why? What is it about a campus that makes a law-abiding citizen all of a sudden go, rah, rah, rah,
right.
like that? Okay. They're not going to do that when they get in a hockey game either. If somebody's going to go ballistic, they want to get a gun, and they can get a gun in. Guys, I was just at the SHOT Show. I was up at the top of the Mandalay Bay looking down at a private dinner that I had that night at the field that was shot up by that idiot that the FBI just shut up about because they're not telling us the truth about it. That's right. a different argument, a different show. But I had the same vantage point. No one checked me. I could have walked up there with anything.
Sure.
At the Mandalay. Okay. It's a fake argument. It's a false flag. And it's designed, again, to frighten those who do not own guns into thinking that guns are the problem. And let me just checkmate that. We hear Lori Lighthead Lightfoot in Chicago talk about how the guns are the problem, right? She says this constantly. She's constantly saying guns are the problem. They're coming in this pipeline. They call it the iron pipeline. Don't you love their made-up words?
Yeah.
But this iron pipeline that's flowing in from Wisconsin and from Indiana. If the guns were the problem and they're coming from Indiana and Wisconsin, why don't Indiana and Wisconsin have the same problems they do?
Yeah, amen to that. You know, I'll tell you, Mark Walters, I have to tell you that a wise man that I know uses this analogy. It's the fork that made me fat. So, that was Mark Cox over here said that.
Yeah. I thought it was Rosie O'Donnell.
No!
I digress.
Yeah, that's where they're going. Hey, Mark, listen, keep up the great work, my friend. Love that article you've got on the website right now about all the new first-time gun buyers in 2021.
Yeah.
Joe Biden may take the mantle from Obama as being the top gun salesman if this keeps up.
Yeah, and it's very important, guys. SecondAmendmentFoundation.org is the organization that is the artillery lined up fighting these idiots in court every single day. 85% of the pro-gun rights court victories have come from the Second Amendment Foundation. Join us. It's $5, $15, $50, $5,000, whatever you can give, and help us fight these battles in court. We're lined up to do it every day.
Yep, I joined it myself last year. So they do great work. Mark, I look forward to having you on my show again soon, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Mark. Thanks, Bill.
Yep, nice to meet you, brother.
You bet. Absolutely. ArmedAmericanRadio.org, ArmedAmericanNews.org is Mark's website there. And man, he's on it.
Great
I love
energy.
Having that guy on.
Yep, great energy. First time I'd ever talked to him, and smart guy. Those guys, they know every single line and they know how to cross their T's and dot their I's. It's impressive.
Yeah.
I mentioned gun-free zones. A gun-free zone you shouldn't be in is the Wild Wild West and other great state parks. Nice segue, right? We're going to move into a conversation about the dangers of our national park system from Outforia Magazine next on Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors.
Get more at 971talk.com.